From Washington, this is VOA News. Another very deadly day in Syria. U.S. Treasury Secretary says Russia sanctions are working. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. At least 50 people have been killed in bomb and mortar attacks in two Syrian cities. In the besieged city of Homs, two car bombs exploded in a mainly Alawite neighborhood, killing 36 people. In the capital, Damascus, mortar shells killed at least 14 people and injured more than 85 others in the Al-Shagour section. Syria's government blamed the Damascus attack on terrorists, a term he uses for the rebels fighting to oust President Bashar al-Assad. Two bombings in Iraq have killed at least 15 people, a day before the country holds its first general election since U.S. troops withdrew in 2011. The attacks Tuesday occurred at a market in the town of al-Sadia, about 140 kilometers northeast of Baghdad. There's been no claim of responsibility. Gunmen stormed Libya's parliament, firing shots and causing lawmakers to suspend a vote for the country's new prime minister. Libyan officials say the armed men broke into the building housing Libya's General National Congress in Tripoli Tuesday and fired shots in the air. Several people were injured. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is strongly condemning Egypt's mass imposition of the death penalty on 683 individuals, calling the mass trial shocking and outrageous. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay accuses Egypt of trampling international fair trial guarantees and ignoring worldwide pleas to respect its human rights obligations. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, says most of the 683 defendants were tried in absentia without access to lawyers. She says the defense did not have the opportunity to cross-examine witnesses.
Most of them were tried without even being in custody. And when the sentence was handed down, they were not present in court. Some of them may be at large. Some of them may have left the country. The reports that are coming out are very conflicting.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says economic sanctions on Russia have caused a substantial deterioration in Russia's economy. Secretary Lew says the U.S. is prepared to take further action if Russia's policies don't change regarding Ukraine. His comments came a day after Washington announced that seven Russian officials and 17 companies with links to President Vladimir Putin's inner circle will be subject to travel bans and asset freezes as punishment for Russia's intervention in Ukraine. President Obama took another implicit swipe at China's foreign policy Tuesday as he wrapped up a week-long four-nation tour of Asia. Speaking to U.S. and Philippine troops before departing Manila, President Obama repeated his administration's long-held stances on China's maritime disputes. The closer military relationship with the Philippines is widely seen as a response to Beijing, which is involved in a worsening dispute with Manila over territory in the South China Sea. South Africa's ruling party postponed a parliamentary inquiry into corruption allegations against President Jacob Zuma. The ANC says the committee does not have time to consider the matter before elections that are less than 10 days away. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Just 6 weeks after South Africa's top anti-corruption official issued a 400-page report detailing how Mr. Zuma used $23 million of public funds to make renovations to his private home, an investigative committee in Parliament, which met only twice, dropped its inquiry. The official reason, not enough time before elections. Opponents of the ANC have criticized its record on unemployment, corruption, and service delivery to poor South Africans, and many analysts expect the party's margin of victory in next week's elections to be smaller than normal. But the party of the late Nelson Mandela appears to retain a hold on most South African voters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Residents of the southern U.S. are facing more severe weather after 2 days of tornadoes flattened neighborhoods and killed at least 30 people. The Gulf Coast states of Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana remain under threat with tornadoes and damaging winds and large hail. The owner of the Los Angeles Clippers of the U.S. National Basketball Association is now banned from the league for life because of racist remarks he made about black people in an audio recording. The NBA commissioner Adam Silver announced that Clippers owner Donald Sterling is barred from attending NBA games and practices and will not be allowed to engage in league-related business ventures. Sterling is also being fined $2.5 million, the maximum allowed under NBA rules. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.